As might is right and birthright and crown approval are law enough, Magnus. This ancestral blade I hold for mine and other fine families is my legitimate claim to all the islands of Orkney as their sole ruler.
My claim is the equal of yours, Halcon. Except the strength of steel is clearly with you.
I'm not going to listen to plea or bargain, cousin. You get the blade, I get the islands.
The execution of Earl Magnus.
There's another mosquito on the wall, dear.
I killed the last one.
All right, then pass me your sword and shield.
Oh, very well, I'll do it myself. I spent all day getting that wheedling sieve sharpened properly. I'll not have you dehoning it by slashing at midges on the palace wall.
Call this a palace? Draft the old slapstone place. Either get it grouted or build me one of those nice wooden long houses with a thatched roof. Nobody lives in the round anymore, Hakon. Good lord, man, this place was built by the Picts.
It's still good.
No, it isn't. Not when your cousin Magnus has given his woman the warmth of wood and thatch.
Aye, that's about all he's given her.
She has cold running water right by the hole.
Well, that's more for his use than for her convenience.
I sometimes think that you could use some of that treatment yourself.
Now then, woman, don't go starting an argument.
Well, do something about this place then.
I don't have money to pay for a new place, or time to do more than stick straw in the worst holes.
And you never will, for so long as you own just a half of the islands. You were a poor fool, Hakon, to let the other half go like that without any real resistance.
The treaty has still to be ratified.
It has been a major blow to our standing to be dispossessed in such lifestyle.
I tell you, nothing is settled yet. Now go to sleep. I have a busy day tomorrow.
Did you kill the mosquito yet?
Tomorrow.
That's not really how it all began, but it's as good a place as any to begin. It is now that following day, and there's the saintly Earl Magnus at prayer. No, I tell a lie. He is mortifying the flesh in the sight of God.
You're mortifying again, Magnus, and you know I don't like that.
Get away with you. Am I to believe that all this suffering will be of no value in the hereafter?
I've already given you my word. You can come in, Magnus. What more sign of acceptance could you possibly want?
He's going to ask for a band of angels to hold the gates open.
The heavenly host to welcome me as I pass through the portals of paradise.
Well, it's more a small crowd than a host, and I had to recycle the gates years ago to create Iceland and the Arctic turn on the same day. A new pair is on order, but with everybody up here just walking about, welcoming newcomers and smiling all the time, it's difficult to get anything done.
How's the weather up there?
I created all the weather you get. That's how I like weather to be, Egmont. So naturally, it is exactly the same up here.
Did you create the winds that blow up the storms that knock puffins over? Did you make the waves that saw and chop the ocean till it froths madly? And then form the Pentland furthest crescendo.
Yes, I actually managed to get all those things up and underway. Of course, I didn't anticipate men actually wanting to travel that heave of unrest, slop and sorrow. The boat was an inspiration all of your own. Sometimes you're daring little beggars, that has to be said for you. Somewhere between the lemming and the lungfish, I would have put it.
You better get back to Magnus before he starts mortifying again.
Mighty and many are the sins I've committed against thee, Lord, and I would confess them all here in your sight.
Don't make such a fuss now, Magnus. Many is a word for megalomaniacs. Mighty, much worse has been committed already. Some sins are of such magnitude that the perpetrator must wander eternity naked, but carrying a flax sack containing his own weight in marble chippings before him. You're nowhere near that league yet, little ex-Viking recent convert. Give yourself a break sometimes.
I've recently broken commandments.
No, you haven't. I would have noticed. The transition from being a bunch of pagans to fearing my individual wrath makes ample allowance for a little lassitude and forgiveness of previous transgressions. Just be brave, Magnus. Today could be difficult for you.
I didn't come here to get my fortune read.
Can't amen that one, I'm afraid.
Amen. And then now we go back outside into bright sunlight and aboard a war canoe, accompanied by 9 others and 2 old boats filled with Hakon supporters, spectators, undertakers, piloters, and some Moorish marauders who actually wanted to go to an entirely different island. Hakon seems a little tense.
Stop your whinging, whining, Brother Sock. Your constant sour thoughts are beginning to get bloody irritating. I will seal my treaty with Marvellous Magnus in any way it pleases me, and I don't need your encouragement or advice.
So you're killing then, 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 so you're killing then. So you're killing then, 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 so you're killing then. So you're killing then, so you're killing then, so you're killing them, so you're killing then. So you're killing then, so you're killing then, so you're killing then.
That's it. I warned you to keep your tongue still, little shite breeches, and you wouldn't take heed. So now I'm going to test the edge of cranium cracker here on your cretinous cranium over there. Or do I try the point of the sheep-spitting stick on your sitting spot? Or you can follow Havard. Do it now! Do it now, and swim from here to any island you can reach, if the dragons of the deep and Grendel's mother's mother don't get to you first.
Splash.
A very wise move, great mower of mean men. Throwing my brother off the boat like that gives us more space to row harder, and thus bring you to your destiny borne high upon the wave crest, created by your own spoon shearer.
My destiny is already there, and there isn't anywhere or distance there to give him cover.
Sorry, just a moment. We seem to have overtaken ourselves a little in time here. Before the aforesaid story took place, a strange thing happened to Magnus on the way to Ael's Isle, where sheep eating grass is the most exciting thing that ever happens. During those days when treaties are not being ratified, that is.
Well, men, I'm feeling quietly confident today that the outcome of my meeting with the noble Earl Hakon will clear up this tension between us for once and for all. Good islanders shall live once more in peace and security to do their work and follow the path of sheep, not wolves.
Sit down, man. You're rocking the boat and we're over deep water.
At the very moment that Magnus sat, a whalefish of gigantic proportions, yet small enough to get itself into Rousey Sound, surfaced right beside the boat and fountained its breathy heat into the springtime morning air. Then that huge beast did directly dive and made off silently before Magnus's men had time to abandon their original mission in favour of the hunt. The spray from the whale descended, as must all things, and fell on the exact spot where Magnus now sat and drenched him to the skin. 'Twas not a pretty sight, nor smell, but Magnus made the best of it and said it was better than a fulmar spit. This verifies the authenticity of my story, incidentally, because anything's better than being spat on by a fulmar.
Well, I never did. No, I have not seen such a thing before, and that after all my born days. Did you ever? A freak wave fell where you sat and brought a sad smell with it.
It is a sign that treachery is afoot. The hooves of Hakon's peace party hammer the glassy waves with a thunder like Thor's.
Get away with you, Magnus. You perch yourself so much, you are living in a perpetual hallucination. What you hear are the wolves of worry nibbling away at your exposed reality. Get a grip and get a decent breakfast, don't you, man? You'd feel the better for it.
The thought of food combined with the dubious perfume of a whale's early morning exhalations turned Magnus, who had never been a good sailor, a greener shade of pale. And that man, in his pre-saintly state, really began to have doubts about his ability to keep tomorrow's appointments. The whole number of those who sat close to Magnus were much relieved when their craft beached and they were able to put some breathing distance between them and the anointed Magnus. Magnus walked alone over a hilltop until he discovered a clear spring. Being a thoroughbred repenter, he washed himself before he prayed and only drank afterwards. Then he prayed again.
Well, thanks for telling me everything in advance like this.
It was the best I could come up with, I'm afraid. The regulations regarding martyrdom are very specific in these circumstances.
You're sure all the connections have been made?
Angels, trumpets, and no cherubs, just like you ordered.
And the cathedral?
One will be built, bright and red and much beloved. I'll even throw in a couple of miracles for good measure.
Then I'm ready.
Good man.
Good. We have arrived at this point just in time, for here comes some hornet and scorpion stings in the shadow of Hakon's shield. Once safe across the sound, they beached the first two-three craft and anchored them to rocks ashore. They then tied the other ships to those so tethered, so that the remainder remained in deeper water and ready to leave in an instant. Earl Hakon's men made a dreadful din as they crossed to shore by climbing from ship to ship. It was hilarious to hear. It was hilarious to hear.
Slop, slop, splosh, slop, splish,
splash,
slosh, slop, splish,
boom,
thud, bump, slop,
bump,
slosh,
bump,
boom, slap, slop,
thump,
slap,
bump,
bump, splash,
bump,
slop, slop,
bump,
slop,
bump,
slap, slap,
bump, dog,
slip,
slap, bump,
bump, slop, slop,
bump.
Sloop,
snock,
sloop,
boom,
slock,
bump,
slip, slap, splash,
knock, bump,
slop,
top,
splosh,
top, boom,
slip,
clank, clank, clunk, clink, clank,
splash, splish,
dong, ding, clank,
splash,
slop,
clank,
slump,
ding, clunk,
sloop,
slip, clank, bump, shit, dong,
splash,
splash,
boom,
thump, bump,
sting,
splash,
bang, bang,
bang,
bang, shit, ding, shit,
bang,
boom,
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 slop,
boom,
slap,
closh,
cling,
cling, dong,
splash,
boom,
splash,
clink,
dam,
Forget the surprise attack tactics.
Magnus, curiosity aroused by the noise and clatter, and concerned for the safety of others, left his absolution and ablution and walked back over the hill and down to the spot where Hakon was still in a rage over the disorderly disembarkation.
It's bad as speak, but enough chaos still reigns amongst Hakon's men for us to live in the confusion. Magnus, come away now.
I'm not fully living in my fantasy, body old friend. I'd rather stand and face destiny than get an arrow in the back from a land-hungry lamb harvester.
Please yourself, but I stand here nearby you. My sword will not remain unsheathed should you come on the personal attack.
Don't draw your sword and drag yourself into certain death on my account, old buddy. You would serve a more useful role by being a witness to all that occurs here.
You're a good man, Magnus, son of Erland the Gentle. I just hope your perception of the situation is survivable.
On you go then, cousin.
You've not done well, cousin, to bring such a large fleet for such a small harbouring. And your drawn weapons do not denote men come with a mind to use a pen as a treaty seal.
As might is right and birthright and crown approval are law enough, Magnus. This ancestral blade I hold for mine and other fine families is my legitimate claim to all the islands of Orkney as their sole ruler.
My claim is the equal of yours, Halcon. Except the strength of steel is clearly with you.
I'm not going to listen to plea or bargain, cousin. You get the blade, I get the islands.
A warrior's move against an unarmed man of God? You're going to have difficulty in explaining that on Judgment Day, Halcon.
The man who considers his immortal soul when he is born to rule over people and places doesn't deserve the space his blood washes.
If you refuse to care for it yourself, at least let me bear the burden of your sins before the Lord.
Is everybody full of sheepshite today? Saintly Magnus, you soft Sutherling, you can bear whatever you like. I am ruler over all Orkney now. And you've changed from being a distant, should I say, far removed cousin, into a cursed nuisance. I'd ax you right here and now, but that was the behaviour of our forefathers and would not be considered seemly nowadays.
Can you believe this? But 'tis as writ, but believe me, and it gets even more absurd. Magnus is about to make some offers leaning toward a naive masochism. Olympic gold medal for martyrdom possible here. And this fellow's grandfather was a Viking of the old faith. How things change slowly and all of a sudden, like an earthquake or cake baking and burning.
Give me 3 good reasons why I shouldn't end this right now without further dither and do. Orfeek!
There are rarely three good reasons for anything, but I can offer you three soft upon the soul options.
Hurry up! We came to see blue blood flow freely, followed by rapid return to a classless, stable society.
Ha ha ha! That's good, eh, Jonnikins?
For my first offer, I will give up all claim to the Orkneys and take but my two ships and sail down to the Holy Land to offer myself as steel and flesh wall against Jerusalem's invaders. I would promise never to return here, leaving you to rule in peace.
You have to be joking. How am I ever going to rest easy knowing that you were alive and around somewhere? It's not difficult to see your mind is easily misled.
Save your petty insults, cousin. This business now afoot is serious, not a mere mead-soak. If my promise has no value, then my second offer is this. Put me under secure house arrest with one of our relatives in Scotland. Permit me a friend or two with me there to help pass away those years left to me.
And who pays to keep you in such cosseted luxury? A miserable squirm by a pathetic squirmer? No, whatever your third offer is, it had better be a vast improvement on the first two.
I felt I should take the opportunity, insert an extra wedge of time, so to do. To explain? No, I see this is not the right moment.
My last suggestion then shall be this. For the sake of your own soul, don't kill me, but mutilate me in any way that pleases you. Gouge out my eyes and lock me up in your deepest dungeon.
I did warn you.
These things you offer now are too tempting to resist, and I accept them as offered.
But that's not enough for Hakon's pack, and they now bay for blood. Hakon knows he cannot accept such simple release from the talons of Time's swift-winged and overfilled agenda.
I find my charity overruled by the majority's voice. The sword shall separate you from your life, Magnus, but it will unite the Orkneys to the island's advantage. Orfeek! Ah! There you are, man. A standard-bearer's place is by his lord at all times. Whereby blunder were you? Don't answer that. Here is work for you. Do it now. Take this sword and slay him.
What? This is not some snake in the grass that you suggest I kill. Magnus is a man of noble descent. A place to bear your standard through battle. But recall no clause or calling that I should ever act as an executioner. This task is below my rank. I'll not do that kind of dirty work.
No royal blood on your hands, eh, Orfeek? Well, promise me more respect in future, and I'll relieve you of your damn duty now, and give the job to, Hlifolf.
Why me? I'm only the cook.
I've seen your axe and knife caress the carcass of many a sheep, Hlifolf. So now you can carve this lamb of God. Any objections from you, and you shall eat your tongue whilst I am having your daughter for breakfast.
Don't cry, good man. You are only carrying out the orders of greater sinners than yourself, and through this act you shall achieve fame.
Well, fine fame, I would give almost all to be without our magnets.
I felt I should take the opportunity, insert an extra wedge of time, so to do, to explain, no, to relate my side of the story. Of course, I accept full responsibility for everything, including the odd shortcut taken to get Magnus in here. This used to be small stuff for someone of my rank. Now it's one of the last remaining management perks. Now then, even though I admit the overall responsibility here, and to spreading certain amount of psychological propaganda, the event and passions are of Hakon's and Magnus' own making. I just supplied the coinciding scenarios for fate to produce and chance to direct. If you stub your toe on a rock, blame yourself. The rock has already suffered your abuse. Next time, lift your foot a little higher and journey a little the wiser, stupid. What? Did you expect the rock to duck?
Kill me quickly, Klifov, and then as the nobleman, not as the thief of small properties. Take Hakon's sword, then stand before me, and bring the blade down hard on my head. Here. Here, take my tunic. It is yours by rights 1,000 or more years old. Put it somewhere beyond the splash of my mortal stain, and then get on with your job.
And that's what happened. Magnus offered his head obligingly, and Hlifolf helped himself to a page in history and a tunic of fine stuff.
Wing wind of the hooded crow against my eyelids. I awoke into eternal awareness in a world of infinite detail described in a resolution higher than perceived by any mortal eye. Tones and shades of tones no planetary light had known to show. Perspective, dimension, and proportion all in perfect relationship and balance, one with each another, and this state of grace extended to infinity in every direction from a place whose center was my point of perception. There, close before me, was the rock, gore-splashed, my blood, my life. With rain, under the pressure of a southwest wind, and for the whole summer long, the stain will wash away. Grass shall grow there now. I saw my mortal remains, raven-visited, carried across the causeway to my mother and the Church of Christ. From nave to altar, island to mainland, Bursay to Kirkwall, I saw I was removed these several times and more. I saw my mother mourn. But I myself was not moved, for I renounced my part in all such things at the touch of Hlifolf's steel kiss there on Aegil's isle. I am no longer concerned with history's vital threshing. This task is solely for the living. It is their heritage to halt erosion's creative urges and hold the squirming truth in its place. Interpretation and preservation be among you and remain with you. Amen.
Am I to blame for their beauty or not? Well, I'm glad that the story survived at least this long, pretty much unscathed. Erosion is no respecter of jewelry exposed, and fate with all her fortunes soon reduces every man to dust, no matter how precious the contents or the metal of his helmet.
Bloody pointless end to be making any kind of ending from, you'll agree. Ah well, the years will tell. He'll not be forgot, none of them will, because I already know that an Icelander thought to write it all down. Then again, what do those outsiders and fairy folk know? As a symbol, I wanted to hand you a small sheaf of the freshly mown hay, but it is yet a little early in the season, and many young birds are hid amongst our green and yellow meadows. Feathered tourists, regular visitors for thousands of years. So you don't get the bound meadow clipping or the smell of roses which I had in mind as an alternative means of saying farewell. I'm going to let you go now. I'm sure you'll find your own way home from here and have no more need of my time. Last one out has control of the lights.